107 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
There are lots and lots of love songs out there. And that's part of the reason Wet Legs, Rhianne Teasdale, didn't feel like she needed to write one. She never thought she really would. Until she found love herself.
Love never comes to you when you're looking for it. It's always when you least expect it.
Coming up, Rhianne will talk about writing love songs for Wet Legs' new album, Moisturizer. But she's still also inspired by more unconventional things, like UK Big Brother TV series host Davina McCall.
She was kind of like synonymous with the show. Without Davina, there was no Big Brother.
Wet Leg, today. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Thief River Falls man died in a car crash near Manoman on Wednesday. According to the Manoman County Sheriff's Office, Norman County deputies conducted a traffic stop Wednesday afternoon for a welfare check on a suicidal man. 33-year-old Jerry Redden fled and deputies pursued him, entering Manoman County on Highway 200 before traveling north on Highway 59. A few miles north of Manoman, Redden swerved into the left lane, hitting a semi-truck head-on. Redden died on the scene. The Minnesota State Patrol is investigating. The Lake County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a missing man. 40-year-old Gene Adam Doherty was last seen July 1st when he left his mother's home near Silver Bay. The Sheriff's Office says he may be suffering from a mental health crisis. He was driving a 2009 dark blue Ford Edge. Anyone who has talked to Doherty or has information on his whereabouts should contact the Sheriff's Office. In the early morning humidity, two dozen red-clad healthcare professionals picketed up and down the block in front of Essentia Health Virginia. Over 400 advanced practice providers began an open-ended unfair labor practice strike Thursday. The nurse practitioners and physician assistants treat patients at almost 70 hospitals, clinics, and urgent cares, from Pillager to International Falls to Ashland, Wisconsin. During the strike, Essentia is closing the Staples Urgent Care and its clinics in Emily, Hackensack, and Deerwood. Only about half of APPs are not working during the strike, according to Essentia. Some are even picking up additional shifts to cover the gap in care. Physicians are too.
I've got patients that I've been taking care of for years and sometimes decades.
Christy Erickson is a nurse practitioner in Hermantown.
Those relationships are really important. And so it's a big part of why many of our APPs are choosing to show up to work and care for their patients.
APPs don't want to strike, says Jenna Coldwell, a physician assistant in Duluth.
And we're just all kind of sad that that's what it's come down to. But at the same time, we know how important our issues are for our resilience and our ability to kind of just keep taking good care of ourselves and subsequently our patients.
Essentia's APPs voted to unionize last summer because of a variety of work condition issues. Coldwell says Essentia told them then that they would bargain in good faith. But the provider has asked the National Labor Board to review the makeup of the bargaining unit and says they can't bargain without giving up their right to review. The Itasca County YMCA and Early Edge are planning to sign a sublease agreement this month. Danny Freyer attended an Itasca County board meeting to learn more.
Early Edge was previously called the Invest Early Project. The program provides early learning experiences to prepare kids for kindergarten. Now, the YMCA will sublease the organization one of its vacant classrooms at the Itasca Resource Center. Early Edge will use the space to teach and care for three-year-olds this school year. The Resource Center is a county-owned building on the south end of Pacagama Avenue in Grand Rapids. The YMCA leases classrooms there to provide an off-site location for its child care services. The Itasca County Board approved lowering the YMCA's lease payment in a meeting on Tuesday. Joni Namast is the executive director for the Itasca County YMCA. She says this decision makes it easier for the YMCA to serve the county's child care needs. She says child care is currently a challenging business. Child care services struggle to balance paying their employees a livable wage and keeping care affordable for families. Namast says the YMCA is very excited to partner with Early Edge. Early Edge previously said it would have to downsize classrooms across the Grand Rapids, Deer River, and Nashua-Keewatin school districts. The Blandin Foundation announced in late June it would award another $1 million to help with stabilization during a transition to a more sustainable model. Danny Frere, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Back in 2022, wet leg was suddenly everywhere thanks to the surprise breakout hit.
To assign someone to worry your mother.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
That's Wet Leg's song, Shays Long. And that song, which appeared on their self-titled debut, won the English duo 2 Grammys and 2 Brit Awards. And now they're back with a highly anticipated follow-up called Moisturizer. This time, they've expanded. They're not just a duo, there's a whole band in the picture. But it's still Rhianne Teasdale and Hester Chambers leading the way. Today, Rhianne joins me to talk about the aftermath of all of that success, and the band performs songs from the new album, beginning with Catch These Fists. It's Wet Leg, live for the World Cafe.
Yeah.
Catch These Fists, performed live for the World Cafe by Wet Leg. It's from their new album, Moisturizer. I'm Raina Duras. Today, I'm joined by Wet Leg's Rhianne Teasdale. Rhianne, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
You toured on your last album, your debut, for a really long time. When did this new album start to take shape?
So we got off tour in November 2023. And in March 2024, we rented a house in the countryside and drove all of our gear out to, where was it? It was like near Southwold in the UK. Set up all of our gear in the spare room there and just started writing.
Okay, if you could take us to that rental a little bit, what would a typical day look like while you were working on the album?
Pretty lazy, to be honest. Hester is an early riser, so she'll probably be up first, like, making breakfast. And then one by one, we'll all sort of, like, pile into the music room as and when, like, we feel like it. So it was very, like... Yeah, just very, like, open, very low stakes, low pressure. It was cool to all be, like, still in one place together. Because normally we're, you know, a different city every night. So it was a cool time to exist.
The circumstances of making the first album are obviously different from making the second album. You'd had this massive couple of years. You've headed out all to this rental together and you're there in one place. How did you keep your heads above the hype or the noise around the band so that you could keep being creative together in a genuine way while you were doing this?
I think it was pretty easy, really. I mean, there was no need to be on social media, so that obviously really helps. Being in a new place together where we don't know anyone or don't have, like, any distractions and, you know, we're just there to write the record and just be, like, totally self-indulgent. And, yeah, so it was kind of easy to cocoon ourselves again and block out the outside world. And I think also making the decision to go back in with Dan Kerry, who we wrote the first record with, who we recorded the first record with. I think that was also really crucial to drawing back to, like, where we started from, I guess.
And I mean, you did have all five members of the band. Everybody has writing credits on this album. Was that something that you wanted to bring into the studio, like the energy from the tour you wanted to keep going?
Yeah, of course. I think, yeah, and even when, way back when me and Hester first decided to start a band, it really was so that we could play shows and play at festivals. And, you know, the first record we kind of wrote with that same, like, initiative of, like, okay, this needs to be fun to play live. But then the second record, we've actually, like, had the opportunity to go out and tour and know what it is actually like to be on the road and be playing all these different places night after night. And so, going into the second record, actually having that, like, wealth of experience, it was really interesting how the reasoning behind, like, wanting to write is the same.
I'm speaking with Rhianne Teasdale of Wet Leg today on World Cafe. We're going to hear another live performance now. It's a love song, and we'll come back and we'll talk about love songs. Here's Wet Leg with CPR.
Is it love or suicide? Is it love or suicide? Is it
Wet Leg, recorded live for the World Cafe, song called CPR. I'm Raina Duris, here with Rianne Teasdale of Wet Leg, talking about the band's new album, Moisturizer. There are love songs on this album. In that song, you're falling in love, but you also seem kind of afraid of falling in love a little bit, maybe. Writing love songs is something that you've said you never really did before. And I'm wondering, why was that something that was challenging for you to do before?
I think I always thought, you know, there's so many love songs out there. The world is saturated with love songs. Why would anyone ever need another one? And I think I felt more inclined to write love songs since meeting my partner and discovering my queerness and kind of like wanting to explore that. I think has kind of like added this like extra layer of like, okay, like I'm gonna write about love. I'm gonna see what this is, feel it out.
Yeah. I mean, falling in love can really change everything. How has finding that love changed you as a person?
I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed with my partner. How has it changed me as a person? The two of us, I think definitely like help each other to grow and to be more fearless. I've never thought about it before, but yeah, I'm definitely more fearless since falling in love.
And would you say that applies to like you being an artist too, in a way?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're going to hear one of your love songs in a second, but I'm wondering, what do you think is a perfect love song that you didn't write?
Flaming Lips, Do You Realize?
Oh, yes, what a perfect choice. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of that and then we'll come back. Here's the Flaming Lips, Do You Realize, on World Cafe.
Do you realize?
As a bit of Flaming Lips, Do You Realize, on World Cafe, chosen by my guest today, Rianne Teasdale of Wet Leg. We're going to listen to one of your love songs now. Could you tell us a bit about Liquid Eyes before we hear it?
I think the opening line of like love struck me down is just love never comes to you when you're looking for it. It's always when you least expect it.
This is Liquid Eyes, performed live by Wet Leg on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Performing a song from their new album, Moisturizer, that is Wet Leg with Liquidize. I'm Raina Duras, talking to Rhianne Teasdale of Wet Leg today. You guys toured for 3 years, I think, about 3 years after putting out Chaise Longue, which is a long time. Things got intense pretty fast. How did you adjust to that pace? I mean, I talked to you kind of, I think it was 2022, you came to Philly, I think, and, you know, you were in the thick of it at that point. Looking back on that, like, how did you adjust to that with some time to have, like, processed it all?
Do you know what? For a long time, I've been a great believer of just take every day as it comes. I don't know. If you ask me my 5-year plan, I will just run, like, head for the hills, like, run away. Yeah. Just, it was just very gradual and, you know. Yeah, just taking as it comes.
Is there a moment when you look back where you were like, this is surreal, like someone pinched me, I can't believe that this is happening or that we're really here in this moment right now?
I feel like when you're moving so fast, you don't really have time to reflect like that. I think the first time I had that, like, pinch me, like, this is crazy kind of feeling. Well, not like the first time, but certainly, you know, like a very memorable point of realization, like, this is mad, this is wild, was actually when we started writing the second album. Because when you're touring, it always just feels like, you know, like it's just onto the next thing, and then, like, I don't know, maybe it will, like, run out and things will go back to how they were. And so I think with, you know, all of us going out and, like, having the resources to rent this house in the countryside, and, you know, people, like, giving us permission, like, here you go, like, write, go ahead and write a second album, this is, like, your job now, I think we all kind of, like, looked around at each other like, okay, this is crazy. Okay.
Yeah, I could see how that would be, like, the weirdest part. It'd be like, okay, wait, this is real, like, it's actually our lives now for, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, for another album cycle, at least, I hope.
Yeah. And do you live in London now?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And Hester lives in Isle of Wight still.
Mm-hmm.
How has that affected your, you spent so much time so close together all the time. How has that affected your creative chemistry or the band?
I've always lived in London since we started the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, left the island when I was, as soon as I could.
Oh, okay.
But me and Hester were at music college together, as well as with Ellis and Joshua. And then Henry, we met, like, when we started touring.
Right, okay.
So,
well,
yeah, we've all known each other for ages, really.
How do you and Hester kind of take care of each other when things do get nuts? Or when you are having that, like, surreal, oh my gosh, what are we doing feeling?
Yeah, I think, yeah, just, like, the five of us having known each other so long, you know, that we have, like, a lot of, like, shared experiences, and so therefore, like, we react to the world around us in quite similar ways. And so, I don't know, I think you never really, it's definitely not lonely, like, we're all, like, very close-knit, not just the five of us in the band, but also, like, with our crew as well. Like, we have an amazing support network on the road. Yeah, we got really lucky there, because it's not always like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm speaking with Rhianne Teasdale of Wet Leg today on World Cafe. The last song that we're going to hear you perform is another love song, and this one is really sweet. It's about settling in, settling down, and really living life together, and it's called Davina McCall. For Americans listening to this who may not know who Davina McCall is, could you fill us in on that first?
Of course, absolutely. Davina McCall is a bit of a national treasure over here. I first came across her in the 2000s when she was presenting, you know, the first edition of Big Brother. She was kind of like synonymous with the show. Without Davina, there was no Big Brother. Without Big Brother, there was, well, of course there was Davina. There's always been Davina. She's iconic. But yeah, she had this line when, like, this kind of like catchphrase when a housemate would get evicted from the Big Brother house. She would say, "This is Davina. I'm coming to get you." And like, this was just one of her, one of the things that like she'd like say every Friday night or whatever it was when you get voted off. And I think it's just funny the stuff that you absorb, whether it's like advertisements or like catchphrases on TV shows, and they just live in your head forever and ever. And yeah, "I'll be your Davina, I'm coming to get you" is because of that.
And she's okay. Before we go into it, because I want people to hear this song, but she has heard this song, Davina McCall, right?
Yeah, she came to our gig the other day, and like, I don't really have parasocial relationships with people all that often, but like, I just like, I met her and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've known you. I feel like you're like my auntie. I feel like she's just like such an amazing woman, and like, has such a great story and gives the best hugs as well.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hear your performance. This is Wet Leg performing Davina McCall.
We'll be right back.
Live for the World Cafe, Wet Leg, Davina McCall from their new album, Moisturizer. My guest today has been Rhian Teasdale of Wet Leg. Thank you for playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. You're tuned to the World Cafe, getting back into your music. Coming up, some soul, some country, but first, some rock and roll. It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
About 17, he was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. We'll be right back.
make you feel like you were the only man. Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? But the more love I give you, it's never enough. But I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So go on, go on, go on, go on. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. Break it, break another little bit of my heart now, honey. Have another little piece of my heart now, baby. You know you got it if it makes you feel good. You're out on the street looking good, and you know deep down in your heart that ain't right. And you never, never hear me when I cry at night.
The original singer of that song, Irma Franklin with Peace of My Heart. In a moment, new music from Sarah McLachlan on World Cafe. How do we move through this landscape? How do we keep our heads above water when so much is falling apart? It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. And those were questions Sarah McLachlan was asking herself while working on her upcoming new album, Better Broken. They might be the kind of questions that you found yourself asking lately, wondering how you're supposed to just keep living life as kind of normal while the news and the world does not seem normal at all. And Sarah says she doesn't know if she has any answers for how to do that, but she does have music, and she's channeled all of that angst and uncertainty into that music and hopes it gives you some relief, too. Better Broken is out September 19th. Here's the title track. It's Sarah McLachlan on World Cafe.
Catch my breath. Maybe if I wait a little, I remember how it hurts and stop before I fall. I'd forget to come apart and catch myself and hold on tightly. Let memory wash over me. Forgive, but don't forget. So you come back to me begging, why'd you leave? Tell me why. How could you let this go? Let it be all it is, small and still.
still a memory like a stone. A jagged edge made smooth by time. Let it be all it is, small and still and better left alone. Some things are better broken. Some things are better. Come, the venom stings, swirling visions, soft and perfect. They blur all the edges till everything's fine. So I'll pretend I didn't cry. You pretend that you're my savior. We both remember what we want to get us through the night. So don't come back. You let this go, let it be all it is, small and still a memory like a stone, a jagged edge made smooth by time. Let it be all it is, small and still and better left alone. Some things are better.
I get a little bit closer. kids with your vintage music, coming through satellites while cruising. You're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing. It's enough just to make you feel crazy, crazy, crazy. Sometimes it's enough just to make you feel crazy.
Del Rey. And that's this hour of World Cafe. Thank you again to my guests, Wet Leg, and thank you to World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Thanks also to our affiliates across the country, including Robinhood Radio in New York. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duras. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And by the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Pam Perry from Brainerd is a regular contributor to the KAXE Morning Show. She talks about birds and other wildlife. We asked her why she supports this station.
So, and now the most recent thing is the newsroom. And I love the news reports. You're not hearing that anywhere else. You're not hearing about what county boards are doing and local governments. This is the place. This is where you're going to hear about.